الحمد لله وكفى، وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ألم تر إلى الذين تولوا قوما غضب الله عليهم ما هم منكم ولا منهم ويحلفون على الكذب وهم يعلمون. وقال تبارك وتعالى: لا تجد قوما يؤمنون بالله واليوم الآخر يوادون من حاد الله ورسوله، إلى آخر الآيات. صدق الله المولانا العظيم. First, just as a reminder for all of us, today is the greatest day of the week, and some ulama say the night of Jummah is more greater than the night of Laylatul Qadr also. Allah, let us appreciate these valuable times. And a special ibadah for the day of Jummah is Salawat ala Nabi. We should try our best to read at least 100 times every day Salawat. If we read the shortest Durood, Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, it only takes about 2 minutes. And on Jummah, we should try and increase our Durood to the minimum of 300. We should try and read much more than that also. Allah Ta'ala give us all tawfiq. Also, on the day of Jummah, we should try and read our Surah Kahf. We should try and read it every day, the first minimum. The first 10 ayats in the morning, the last 10 ayats at night. And then on the day of Jummah, the whole Surah. And if you can read the whole Surah every day, it will be extremely good. It will save us from all this fitness that we are facing. Allah will give us correct understanding. We will see clearly through all the fitness, and Allah will give us the tawfiq to be saved from all the fitness also. Also, after Jummah, we should try and read 100 times Subhanallahil Azimi wa bihamdi. Try and read that 100 times. The person who reads that, 100,000 of his sins are forgiven, and 24,000 of his parents' sins are also forgiven. And also, we are today is the 5th of Dhulqa'dah. This month Dhulqa'dah, next month Dhulhijjah, and Muharram are the 3 months which come consecutively, one after the other, of Ashhar Hurum. And the other 1 month, there are 4 months which are the special sacred months, is the month of Rajab, which comes before Sha'ban. So these months are very valuable also. During these months, the reward of all good deeds are multiplied very greatly. So we should try and do as many good deeds as we can in these 3 months which are here now. And also a great warning that the sins are also increased. If we commit any sins during these months, the sin is also increased very greatly. It is narrated, committing a sin during these months, whether it is on the cell phone, whether it is any other kind of sin, then the punishment it is like committing a sin in the state of ihram, while we are wearing ihram, we are in ihram, and in the haram sharif. In the haram, we are committing a guna there. So during these 3 months, we should abstain totally from all sin. Imam Abu Bakr Jassas, rahmatullah alayhi, in Ahkamul Quran, writes, one of the very special qualities of these months, Ashur-e-Hurum, is that whatever habit, good habit we form, it will remain a person for the whole year, for his whole life. So many of us, we would like to make our namaz with takbir-e-ula, but we just see, don't seem to be getting there. So just make sure in these months we are doing it, it will stay with us forever. Many of us, we would like to read our Yasin every day, but we start and we fall asleep also. And then time is gone and we didn't read our Yasin. Many other things like this. So just make sure during these months we do those things and they will stay with us forever. May Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq. Very valuable days. These are very Mubarak days. The value of them are also very, very great. one very important aspect also with regard to these 3 months. It is narrated, a person who will keep rosas on Thursday, Friday and Saturday. So these 3 months, there are about 12 weekends more or less. So 12 opportunities to keep rosa on Thursday, Friday and Saturday. A person who keeps that rosa gets the reward of 700 years of ibadat. Just for keeping 3 rosas, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, during these months of Ashhar-e-Hurum, the reward is of making ibadat for 700 years. So it's a wonderful opportunity to attain our, and we're going to need it very greatly for the Akhirah. The Akhirah is so vast. Yeah, also in this dunya, everyone, whatever he's got, he wants better. Whatever car he's got, he would like a better one. Whatever house he's got, he wants a better one. In Jannah, this is, and there we can't go and make it there. This is the time to make our Jannah. So we have now this opportunity. Allah give us tawfiq. And at the moment here in South Africa, the southern hemisphere, it's winter. 12 hours rosas. It's no big deal. It's a very, very easy to keep a 12-hour rosa. So it's very easy. May Allah give us all tawfiq, inshallah. One very important thing for all Muslims, for all of us, and then for students of deen, even more important. And inshallah, all our students will graduate as hafiz, as alims. And then as an alim, and as an imam, as a responsible, respectable person in the community, even more important it is that who do we associate with? Which places do we go to and frequent? Who is our company? This is a very, very important thing. For example, even ordinary Muslims, as I mentioned, and then as students of deen also very particularly, and when inshallah we'll qualify, we'll be ulama, we'll be huffaz, we'll be imams, we'll be perhaps the senior alim in the town, people will respect us, so we have to see, very, very important, who do we associate with, who are our friends, what are the places that we go to, that is very important. For example, if we are in ordinary Muslim also, all of us, if we go and we associate with people of sports, who play sports, then we are counted amongst them also, and then we become like them. And very unfortunately, ulama today are not only associating with the people who play sports, but they are promoting, they are organizing tournaments for them, they are organizing matches for them, etc. In Ramadan, last Ashara, after Taraweeh, which is time now for Ibadat, they are organizing tournaments of soccer. And in the precincts of the Masjid ground outside, ulama organizing this. So it gives a very bad and poor reflection of the ulama. And then more clearly we can understand, and unfortunately we get these complaints and reports that the imams of many places, with their friends, they have friends in the community, people they associate with, and then they are watching TV with them. They are watching cricket match commentary, they are watching soccer match commentary, other things they are watching with them. That imam, it is impossible now for him to speak against TV from the mimbar. He can't give bayan against that. And soon that time comes that alim can't give any bayan. Because they say, even you tell them about namaz, they say you're talking big things about namaz, but you're watching TV. And his friends are open with him. They are friends, they speak freely. So they tell him openly also. But you watch TV, and on the TV, even if you think you are watching soccer, you are watching at the sitter of other men, but besides that, many people don't regard that as so serious, whereas it is very serious. But women folk also come there, you are watching the woman, and they are dressed so scantily, all that also comes, and you are watching all that. So you get involved in all those things. So to go to friends' houses, etc., as imams, and then we are watching TV with them, or we are going to the sports ground. There are some of our friends, they felt themselves so guilty that they got involved, and not only as ulama, but as khulafa and khulafa of big mashayikh, got involved in horse racing, going to see, not betting and all that, but going to see horse racing, which is also totally haram, all this, which is a gamble, horse racing, which is a gamble. How many people are involved in that? And good khulafa of great mashayikh, they also get involved. And then afterwards, Allah gives tawfiq. Who gets the tawfiq, he realizes what wrong I had done. We're going to watch horse racing, etc. Many other things like that we get involved in. So a person has to be very careful with whom he mixes and where he goes to. As ulama also, but we have to be careful. For example, on Eid's day, families get together. We also an alim, and many times when it's a young alim star, and then at the family gathering, there are many people who are like in deen, like in deen. They are not really in deen. They are like in deen. They got beard, they got kurta, they go in jamaat, they go khanka. But on Eid's day, they say the whole family must sit together and eat. Or no parda between or the mahari, between even those that parda is farad on. They say no parda. Now, if there is a young woman who is a bit conscious of deen, she doesn't want to open her face, then she has to keep her niqab and eat now. Now, how awkward and how stupid it is. And if you keep is parda in Islam, is freedom, is not restriction. If all the women are alone, and there is no man there, now, is freedom. Lift up your niqab, eat nicely, talk nicely with one another, talk, smile, everything. But now when all are mixed and there isn't parda, now it is restriction. You can't talk with anyone freely. You have to watch your voice also. You can't open your face, and from under your niqab you have to eat. How awkward it is. So we have to be careful if we mustn't be present in such places. Where we get invited today, it's very important. Whichever gathering that we go to, walima da'wat also. Quran Sharif khatam da'wat also. We should find out, will man and woman be separate or not? And we, as long as we are healthy, we must follow sunnat method of sitting. When we are eating, we shouldn't sit at a table. We shouldn't be sitting on chairs. We should be sitting on the floor. We should find out if they made arrangements for that. Otherwise, there is no need to go to such places. We should avoid such places. We should see that we observe Allah and His Rasul are much more important to us than the people, than our family people, than close family ties. Deen, Allah and His Rasul are much more important. Our akhirat is billion times more important, more valuable than our dunya. Why we want to please the people of dunya and the things of dunya? We must look at akhirat. And we're giving up our sunnah. Hazrat Huzaifah ibn al-Yaman, radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, when eating at the Persian dastarkhan, when negotiations were being taking place, when Muslims had conquered and they were overtaking the land, and look, one morsel of food just fell out of his plate. And without a thought, he picked it up, cleaned it and ate it. His Persian khadim who was with him, he told him that these people here disapprove of such a thing. They don't approve of it. Immediately at the top of his voice, he said, أَتْرُكُ سُنَّةَ حَبِيبِي لِحَاُلَىٰ الْحُمَقَىٰ. Must I give up the sunnah of my beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam for these stupid people who only know about dunya, like animals only about dunya. They know nothing about deen. They know nothing about akhirat. Their vision is limited. They are very short-sighted. Only to dunya's things they see. They don't know about wahi, revelation from Allah. They don't know about the value of deen. They only see dunya. And for them, and today we following in their ways, and we give up the sunnah as imams, as ulama, and also we must be very careful with all this. Not long ago, recently, one lady's daughter went to the hair salon to have her hair done up. So a young lady married, so the mother reprimanded her, how can you go to the hair salon? It's wrong to go. What she replied, Mufti Saab's wife was also there. And for another, Maulana's daughter was also there. So when we go to such places, we're giving a complete wrong impression to other people. And other people, they won't limit it to that. They go 100 steps further. So we have to be very careful where we go to, who we associate with, etc. So as far as all these things, whether it is sports, whether it is going to watch TV with friends, whether it is on occasions of occasion of walimas, Eid days, get-togethers, etc. And also, where we must be very careful, some birthday party taking place, some friends having a birthday party. You're the Maulana in the town, you are teaching, and your one student, boy, girl, the parents making a birthday party, say, Maulana, you also have to come. Now you must think, is it right for me to go to a birthday party? And today when birthday parties, they are haram. There is nothing like no birthday parties. There is nothing, no concept of that in Islam. Whether it is the Barilwis who make Milad, etc., Maulud, etc., Maulad, all that, there is nothing like that. And worse than that, now they've got themes for the birthday parties. And it wasn't long ago, yeah, in Azadwal, they had a birthday party and the theme was Halloween. That is the witches, who are witches and almost dressed like witches. And very sadly, women who are in parda, they also dressed like witches and went to the party. Now, you normally watch your parda and now you go to such a party and all this, you dress like a witch, etc. Where does it reconcile with Sunnah, with Islam, with Quran Sharif, with our Akhirah, with even just normal, our as a Muslim community? And our Gujarati community, where all these things come into us? These are totally alien and foreign. They don't come in our lives at all. So we should be very, very careful. Consider also, one time, Hazrat Abdullah ibn Mas'ud, radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, was invited for a walima, most probably it was. As he approached the house, he heard something which was not right. Most probably it was the duf that they were playing, the drum that the little children play with, little musical sounds. So he turned back. So his friends asked him, you were going for the da'wat and you turned back? He said, I heard Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saying, man kathara sawada qawmin fahuwa minhum. A person who by his presence increases the numbers of a people, he's counted amongst those people. Mulla Ali Qari rahmatullah alayhi, muhaddith-e-azim, he writes on this that if you increase the numbers of good people, on a good, like we come for namaz with jamaat, we increase the numbers, then we are also included among them. Any good thing that is being done within, in the according to Sharia. And if you attend any other place where there is wrong happening, you are counted with those wrong people. So if we go to these wrong places, we are counted with them. Though we, in our heart and mind, we know we don't subscribe to this people's ideas. We are not like them. But your mere presence is so serious a matter that one time, Hazrat Maulana Mahmood al-Hassan Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, who was the murid of Hazrat Maulana Qasim Mazmal Rashid Ahmad Gangohi Rahmatullah Ali, from Deoband, he went to Gangoh by walking. In those days, there were no buses also, no travel, but walking he went to meet his Sheikh with a pure good intention to go by my Sheikh, which is a very important thing to for my Islah, for the sohbet of my Sheikh. When he reached there, at that time, an urus was taking place of Maulana Abdul Quddus Gangohi Rahmat, was a very great buzurg. But the people are doing all wrong things there till today at the Khan, at the mazar of Shah Abdul Quddus Gangohi Rahmatullah Ali. They make all this urus and all the wrong things. So I told him, you came now? He says, Hazrat, I'm not going to the urus, I'm coming by you. He says, but you're making the numbers of the urus people more. You are walking as they are walking, you walking with them. And he ordered him immediately to return to Deoband. Not offered him a drop of water to drink. And as he was going, his other peer by his friends, they told him, Hazrat, you came all the way from Deoband, at least have breakfast, something, have something. He said, no, my Sheikh told me to return, I am returning forthwith. He didn't stop for a little rest also. So we must be very careful that we don't increase the numbers of people who are doing wrong. Then further, Hazrat Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiyallahu ta'ala anhu said that I heard Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saying, "Man radiya bi amali qawmin kana sharikan fihim." A person who is happy with the actions of any people, he gets the reward of what those people are doing. Mullah Ali Qari, rahmatullah alayhi, muhaddith-e-azim, he writes on this, that if now something with the Battle of Badr took place how long ago, but we are happy that the Muslims fought the mushrikeen, and that we admire them, and we say, we will be part, we'll get that thawab also. Anyway in the world, any good work that takes place, now it's taking place anywhere, and we are happy with that good work, we will be counted part of them, and we'll get that reward. And if any evil World Cup was taking place in Qatar, and if my desire was, hey, if I also could have been there, man, and I'm also watching it on TV, though we didn't go, but we're getting the same guna of those who were present there. Anywhere else, a wedding taking place in the family and they're having all funny things to do. They didn't invite us. Oh, I'm sick, I couldn't go. I say, I wish I could also be there. Though we're not gone there, our guna is with those people. So we have to be very careful who we associate with, where we go to. It's very, very, and especially as Muslims generally, then as huffaz, as students of deen, and then when we'll become ulama, and we'll become imams, and we become the senior alim in the town, we become the big mufti of the place, much more important, we have to be careful. On one occasion, Hazrat Ali radiyallahu ta'ala anhu was a young boy still, perhaps round about 10 years, round about there. And he asked Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam permission to give his father Abu Talib da'wat of Islam. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, no, don't give it. You are too small. You are a small boy. People don't pay importance to small children, what they say. So the da'wat of Islam, a very great thing. But from your mouth as a small boy, the value of it will drop. Your father won't pay attention to your small children. They talk and everything. So da'wat also must be given, and we have to see who gives the da'wat. And what the occasion also is da'wat. Not any and every place. Not anyone and everyone gives da'wat to anyone and everyone. Who must give to this person here? This person will listen to this person, let him. This person hates this person. And now you're going to give da'wat. He hates you. Because he hates you, he's not going to listen to you also. So we have to see very, very careful. Once I was in Haram Sharif, Makkah Sharif, and some friends told me that some Tablighi Jamaat brothers of Surat wanted to meet me. So we made the arrangement. When we met in the discussion, they told me that in the 1960s, a Jamaat had gone from Markaz Nizamuddin to Japan. And that was a time when there was no one to fetch you at the airport. And you go to the Markaz or wherever and a hot meal is ready, nice rooms are ready, everything. Nobody knows you. And they had to now find their own way for everything. No istiqbal, nothing. And they had to take the telephone directories and look for a Muslim name. And then try and meet that person. So they would travel 600-800 kilometers to the east one day. That person is doing two jobs, three jobs, you don't even meet him. Next day you're going to the north and you're meeting and you don't even meet. Somebody told them in 40 days you won't even meet four people here in Japan. People are busy with dunya, where are you going to meet them? So better for you, we'll arrange for you for 40 minutes on TV. And in 40 minutes you will meet the whole nation. You can give your da'wat to everyone. So it appears outwardly very nice. Then they said, but we will make mashura. They wrote to Markaz Nizamuddin. It was the time of Maulana Yusuf Kandelvi Rahmat. He said, never ever do that. Because the da'wat that will be given from TV, the TV is a thing of fantasy, is a thing of mockery, is a thing of playing all frivolous things, dunya things, unimportant. And all everyone knows fantasy on TV. All the stories and all that. Your da'wat will be, they don't have any value. And if you go and speak to one person, they'll see, On TV, if you tell them about Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he went out in the jungle and that lady with her children and they didn't have food and he carried the bag of wheat on his back and he went. This is fantasy. Where a president of the country does this? Where a prime minister does? But when they'll see you and they see how sincere and honest you are, then the reality of that instance also will have effect on them. So we have to see all that. It is very important. On one government gathering in Pakistan, the people there told Maulana Allama Yusuf bin Nuri Rahmatullah Ali, give Dawat on TV so that the whole nation, your talks, people will benefit. He said that if you give Dawat on a haram channel through a haram means, even if the people get hidayat, we are failed and we get guna by Allah. We use the haram means for a halal and pure deen of Islam. He says, if nobody listens to us, when we speak to them, we won't get guna. But we are not allowed to use a haram means. So we should see very carefully where we give da'wah. So for example, if we go to a place, like a brothel to give da'wah. Or we can say, today we have an open plan in many things. People got open plan toilets also. So from the toilet you're giving da'wah. Important, very important da'wah. Many people can't understand why is it wrong that you to go and give da'wah. Tabligh da'wah is very good. What's wrong? Why you people got a problem if people go to a certain masjid, Eidgah, to go and give da'wah of Islam there? So many people. But you have to see where you go to. And you have to see that organizers of that Eidgah all are standing for not haram things, for kufr things. For the interfaith things, for all religions are equal. They are standing for the Gulen movement. They support them. They brought Maulana Tariq Jamil to the country to make the Sunnis and Shias like brothers. The Shias who speak so evil of Hazrat Aisha radiallahu anha, of Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anha, that we must be like one together, one we must become. So how can we support such a thing? So your mere presence at such a place, man kathara sawada qawmin fahuwa minhum. Your mere presence, you are happy with what they are doing. Your presence proves it, though in your heart you're not happy. You don't agree with the Shia Sunni thing must become one. Or you don't agree with the Gulen movement. You don't agree with the Abrahamic Accord. But your presence there, and you're smiling with the people, it shows clearly you're happy with them. Man radiya bi amali qawmin kana sharikan fihim. So it's not a matter that just you go to a place and you're giving da'wah. What the actual reality is behind it. It's very important to understand that also. And where if you go to a brothel, it is haram. Total. Very big guna. But this guna is much more worse. Where aqaid are destroyed, that guna is even much more worse. So we have to be very careful, keep this in mind as we are students of deen and as we become ulama and we will become imams and Allah give us respect and honor. We become the senior mufti in the place, the senior alim in the town. Our responsibilities are also just so much more. And if we misguide the people by our actions, no matter what our intentions are, if we misguide them by our intention, by our action, all that guna is upon us also. And it will remain on us ila yawmil qiyamah. And Allah save us right in Jahannam, we will suffer our gunas also and the gunas of other people which will be also on our shoulders. It's very important that we become very conscious of this thing and don't just take it lightly. May Allah give us all tawfiq, guidance and understanding and proper understanding and follow the correct path.